WFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, we're Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station serving the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. But first, the forecast for tonight is mostly cloudy with showers likely after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. Chance of rain tonight is at 60%. And tomorrow, showers are likely again with highs in the lower 60s. Chance of rain tomorrow, 60%. And showers likely through tomorrow evening, lows in the lower 40s. Chance of rain tomorrow night is at 60%. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program is a memorial and a tribute to the co-founder of Steely Dan, Walter Becker.
out of time. The trip we made to Hollywood is etched upon my mind. After all the things we've done and seen, you find another man. The things you think are useless, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, sewing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, sewing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Steely Dan, debut album, 1972, Can't Buy a Thrill. Steely Dan is the singing and songwriting duo of Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. Walter Becker was born in Forest Hills, Queens, on February the 20th in 1950. And Walter Becker passed away at his home in Maui, Hawaii, on Sunday, September the 3rd, 2017. Walter Becker started out as the bass player in the band, but then he also played electric guitar, and Donald Fagen and him had an incredible career as Steely Dan. The New York Times rock critic John Pareles published an article on September 3rd in the New York Times about Walter Becker and his role in Steely Dan. And I'd like to read a couple of things from that article. Donald Fagen released a statement to the Times, and here's what Donald Fagen had to say about his partner, Walter. Mr. Becker was cynical about human nature, including his own, and hysterically funny. Like a lot of kids from fractured families, he had the knack of creative mimicry, reading people's hidden psychology, and transforming what he saw into bubbly, incisive art. Wow. These two musicians, they met each other in college in 1967. They were students together at Bard College. Maybe some of you know it. And from that same interview in the Times, Donald Fagen reminisces a little bit about what it was like when they started writing songs together. Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, he said, quote, "We started writing nutty little tunes on an upright piano in a small sitting room in the lobby of Ward Manor, a moldering old mansion on the Hudson River that the college used as a dorm," Mr. Fagen wrote. So Donald Fagen played keyboards, specifically a Fender Rhodes for most of these studio recordings, and Walter Becker played guitar and bass, and they... you know, they were the heart of Steely Dan. So Donald Fagen actually finishes his degree at Bard, but Walter didn't quite finish his degree. He dropped out of school, and the two of them, they moved to Brooklyn together. But they eventually ended up in Los Angeles, where they formed Steely Dan, and they released the album Can't Buy a Thrill, and we just heard Reelin' in the Years. That's Denny Diaz and Jeff Baxter on guitars, Jim Hodder on drums, Walter Becker on bass, and Donald Fagen on keyboard and lead vocals. So, you know, oh my God, they had an incredible run through the 70s. In 73, the Countdown to Ecstasy. In 74, Pretzel Logic. In 75, Katie Lied. In 76, The Royal Scam. In 77, Asia. their most commercially successful album. And then their final album during that phase of Steely Dan was Gaucho. We're about to hear a couple of tracks from Gaucho. But it was a troubled end to a long, successful career. They had become perfectionists in the art of recording in the studio because they used so many different musicians, a lot of jazz musicians. The album that we're about to hear, for instance, we're going to hear a song called Time Out of Mind. And the lead guitarist on that is Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits. They brought in Wayne Shorter. They brought in a variety of Randy Brecker, Tom Scott, all kinds of amazing jazz musicians when they recorded Gaucho. But they had some personal problems going on. Walter Becker was a heroin addict at that point. And that was difficult for him to carry on in the studio with her schedule. His girlfriend dies of a drug overdose in the same year that they're working on this album. He's also hit by a taxi. He fractured his leg. So Gaucho was the final album that Steely Dan released during that phase, and they broke up in 1981. So during that entire decade, they never toured. They never played live gigs. During the time when they were releasing all that music, and I listened to every single one of those albums, I never got a chance to see them live because they just didn't. They were perfectionists in the studios. They would do multiple takes. I mean, 10, 15, 20 takes, play it again, till they got exactly what they wanted. So let's hear the final run from the Steely Dan from that decade. The album is called Gaucho. We'll be hearing Time Out of Mind. And then we're going to hear Babylon Sisters, Donald Fagen, and Walter Becker.
western sunset to the sea. Turn that jungle music down just until we're out of town. This is no one night stand, it's a real occasion. Close your eyes and you'll be there. It's everything they say. The end of a perfect day. Distant lights from across the bay.
Babylon sister, shake it.
Steely Dan, The album Gaucho, released in 1980. That song's Babylon Sisters. And right before that, Time Out of Mind. Written, produced, and performed by Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. That album was recorded in 1980, and it wasn't until 20 years later, in the year 2000, that Steely Dan would release their next album. So, you know, they broke up after this was released in 1981. Walter Becker having some issues there in New York City, got hit by a taxi, got involved in drugs. So in 1981, he moves to Maui, to Hawaii, where he cleans up and becomes an avocado farmer. Apparently, he kept his home in Maui, Hawaii, which is where he passed away on Sunday, September the 3rd, 2017. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're celebrating the artistry and the life of Walter Becker. You know, even though Walter Becker goes off to Hawaii, Donald Fagen is still playing. He has a New York Rock and Soul Review. So it's about 10 years later, 10 or 11 years later, so that's 1991, where Walter starts sitting in with Donald Fagen's band. And apparently they slowly started to work together. Before finally producing another Steely Dan album. So in 1993, Donald Fagen does a solo album called Kamakiriad. And guess who produces his album? Walter Becker produces Donald Fagen's solo album. And a year later, in 1994, Walter Becker releases his own solo album called 11 Tracks of Whack. And guess who produces his album? Donald Fagen. Well, honestly, when I think of Steely Dan, I kind of didn't focus so much on Walter Becker as much as I did on Donald Fagen, because Donald Fagen sings the lead on almost every song in the Steely Dan catalog. But Walter Becker apparently contributed more than half. You know how you meet somebody more than halfway. Because in his solo album, which I just really listened to for the first time, you get a lot of the style and the same atmosphere that you get from Steely Dan. So let's listen to two tracks from that album called 11 Tracks of Whack from 1994. Donald Fagen produces Walter Becker. We're going to hear two songs, Book of Liars, and then another song called Little Kauai, which Walter Becker wrote for his son. This is Walter Becker solo.
By and by, girl, we'll get over the things we've done and things we've said, but not just now, girl. And I can't remember exactly what it was I thought we had. You waited so long, girl, and I came so far. See that you're not always who you say you are. And there's a star in the Book of Liars by your name. Star in the Book of Liars by a name. Santa Claus came home late last night, drunk on Christmas wine. Fell down hard out in the driveway, hung his bag out on the lawn. Got a Cobra gunship for his golden boy, and there's a Hello Kitty for his pride and joy. A silver star in the Book of Liars
by your name. You hung a star in the book of lions by your name. In my book of liars for your name. You know I'm gonna look in the book of liars for your
Thank you.
Walter Becker. We heard two songs, Book of Liars and Little Kawhi, written for his son. Walter Becker's solo album was called 11 Tracks of Whack, even though it does contain, we'll say 12 tracks, but we released in 1994, and it's a chance to get Walter to hear Walter Becker singing lead on the songs that he wrote. It turns out that Donald Fagen did the horn and rhythm arrangements on that recording and co-produced it with Walter. But it wasn't until 6 years later that Steely Dan released their next album called Two Against Nature, released in the year 2000. They received 4 Grammy Awards for this album. They also got the Album of the Year. And we're about to hear the title track, Two Against Nature. And it's interesting because when you listen to the earlier Steely Dan, you can totally recognize it, but they've gone a little bit further off into almost an avant-garde jazz. I don't know. What do you think? Let's listen to the title track. This is Steely Dan, Two Against Nature.
With frosted chicken wine, I brought a little guy.
Steely Dan, Two Against Nature, released in the year 2000. Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, they sold a million copies of that album, and they won the Grammy Award as Album of the Year, and in the following year, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Steely Dan. They did one more studio album, Donald and Walter, together, called Everything Must Go. It's the final Steely Dan album, released in 2003. But you know, since they got back together back in the early 90s, all of a sudden Steely Dan is now a touring band, a big-time touring band. They're still playing well into 2017. They would do these long residencies where, like the Beacon Theater in Manhattan, and they would perform entire albums. So it's really a vibrant body of music. Since Walter Becker passed away, Donald Fagen made a statement in the New York Times, and he said, quote, "I intend to keep the music we created together alive as long as I can with a Steely Dan band." So even though Donald Walter Becker is gone, Donald Fagen will continue to play the catalog and the songs that he wrote with Walter. After they did that Steely Dan Everything Must Go in 2003, they each did a solo album. And in the year 2008, Walter Becker released his second and final solo album called Circus Money. So we're going to hear the title track from that. A few years after that, Donald Fagen released a solo album called Sunken Condos. Fascinating album. So let's go back to 2008 and Walter Becker's solo album, Circus Money. It's interesting because I always think of him as a bass player. He was playing bass on the Two Against Nature, which we just heard. But on this track, the title track from Circus Money, Larry Klein is playing bass. So I assume that Walter must be playing lead guitar. Larry Klein was Joni Mitchell's husband for several years and produced a few of her albums and recorded with her. So I'm familiar with him and his work. So it's very interesting to hear Walter Becker collaborate with Larry Klein. Let's hear the title track from Becker's solo album, Circus Money.
Thank you. watch some hobo take a nasty spill. Laugh like a bastard, oh, you know you will. Gotta have it when you first walk up. You drop a dollar in the old tin cup. You gotta need it when it's time to go. Circus money for the late, late show. Circus money for the late, late show.
Walter Becker. We just heard the title track from his 2008 solo album, Circus Money, and then we just heard a little bit from God's Eye View. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, a tribute, a memorial to the life of Walter Becker, one of the co-founders of Steely Dan, Walter Becker and Donald Fagen. So the album that was the most commercially successful and the landmark album for Steely Dan was called Asia, and it was released in 1978. Walter Becker gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal in 2015, and he talked about one of the songs that they had recorded as Steely Dan for the Asia album. The song is called Deacon Blues, and here's what Walter had to say. Quote, "The protagonist in Deacon Blues is a triple L loser, an LLL loser. It's not so much about a guy who achieves his dream, but about a broken dream of a broken man living a broken life. Deacon Blues was special for me. It's the only time I remember mixing a record all day And when the mix was done, feeling like I wanted to hear it over and over again, it was the comprehensive sound of the thing, the song itself, its character, the way the instruments sounded, and the way Tom Scott's tight horn arrangement fit in.
Where I used to stand.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, a memorial, a tribute to Walter Becker, one of the co-founders of Steely Dan. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's about 30 seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I've got 75 beautiful sunny degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill, your community.